Awakened abruptly, Bookbinder rolled into a sitting position, blinking and rubbing his eyes. He felt the hair on the back of his neck rise as aromantic magic drove what must have been a massive column of lightning into the ground just outside his hooch. He buckled on his gun belt, strapped on his body armor and helmet, tied his boots. He opened the door and made his way outside, not hurrying. Why should he? Repulsing the attacking goblins bought them 2 days of peace. The attacks had come roughly every other day since then, increasing in intensity. It was as if the local tribes knew they were cut off and running low on supplies. Or maybe they had seen the interior of the fob when they'd first overrun the sass and gone mad at the thought of plunder. Soldiers raced pell-mell on the dirt track. The attack seemed to be on the flight line perimeter this time, a bad call by the attackers as air support didn't have far to go to get in the fight. Bookbinder saw an MP standing in front of the hooch across from his, rocking back and forth like he was wrestling with something. Bookbinder stared until the man drew back his fist and began punching. Then he jogged over. As he drew closer, he could see the MP had a goblin contractor pinned against the side of the hooch. He was at least double the creature's size and kitted out in full battle rattle, while the goblin was unarmed and only semi-conscious. Bookbinder noted the man's stripes before speaking up.
Damn it, Sergeant! What the hell's going on here?
The man turned and saluted, his knuckles bloody. His other hand still held the goblin by its skinny throat.
Sorry, sir. I caught this little fucker spotting for the enemy.
What was he doing? Drawing a map?
You know how it is, sir.
No, I do not fucking know how it is. You're going to explain it to me right now.
He was pacing off, sir, to guide in the indirect.
Here? A bunch of residential hooches that are far apart and sandbagged out the ass? They might get 3 people if they're lucky. Spotters would be working the crowded areas like the DFAC or the cache.
He was pacing off, sir. They give that to their sorcerers to call in the magical strikes.
I know how they do it, and what you're telling me is that he was walking.
Pacing, sir. I'm taking him in.
Take him in, question him, that's your job. You know what's not your job? Beating the living shit out of him.
He was resisting, sir.
Looks like a real threat. Let him go and let me see your ID. We're gonna have a little chat with your...
An air defense system popped from its nest of wire and concrete gabions, the radar in its white dome tracking something, and let loose a volley of 20-millimeter rounds. Bookbinder looked up just in time to see a smallish dragon, its dark blue hide almost invisible in the night sky, dodging around the vicious column of fire. A goblin, skin painted white and nearly as big as the flying creature, clung tightly to its back, legs wrapped around its underbelly, arms around its long neck. As it passed over them, the goblin pointed downward. The ground beneath Bookbinder's feet rolled like an ocean wave. A fist-sized chunk of rock careened off his body armor and spun past his head, colliding with the white radar dome of the air defense system, shattering the plastic and sending a spray of sparks showering over Bookbinder.
Oh, shit!
Bookbinder shut his eyes against the sparks as the air defense system died. He flailed for his pistol, unable to get his footing on the rolling ground. Suddenly, the ground steadied. He yanked his pistol from his holster and jerked it skyward, just in time to see the goblin sorcerer winging away from him, 2 sock aeromancers in close pursuit, a summoned storm cloud belching fist-sized hailstones, pummeling the little dragon that served as its mount.
Fuck! Oh, fuck!
Bookbinder looked down. The goblin was gone. The sergeant remained, swallowed by earth from his waist down. His helmet and goggles were gone, and blood trickled from the corner of one eye. His face had gone white. Bookbinder ran to his side and knelt.
Are you okay? You stuck?
He thrust his hands into the sergeant's armpits, trying to haul him up.
No! I'm all smashed up down there! Stop!
Okay. Hang on. I'll go for help.
Bookbinder bolted for the cache.
Medic! Need a medic here!
The farther he got from the flight line, the quieter the fog became. Before long, the dirt pathways were completely deserted. That all changed once he reached the cache. Lines of wounded stretched out of the entrance flaps, some draped over gurneys, others sprawled in the dirt, their buddies trying vainly to help them. A few white-coated doctors, assistants, and orderlies buzzed among the wounded, engaged in desperate triage. Bookbinder's stomach fell as he realized that the sergeant would have to linger in agony or die until this assault passed. There was simply no help to spare. Bookbinder stopped beside an orderly in scrubs so blood-soaked they were a shade between rust and purple.
I've got a guy about a quarter click east, hurt bad. I need a medic.
Sorry, we're all hands on deck here. There's a map in the trauma tent. Mark his location there and fill out a casualty card. We'll get to him when we can.
You think they'd let me take him some morphine? He's in a lot of pain.
But the orderly was already moving down the line to the next group of wounded. Bookbinder went to look for the map, nearly rebounding off Colonel Taylor's chest. The bigger man looked wan, exhausted.
Colonel Taylor, what are you doing here?
I sent a runner to your hooch. Looks like you read my mind. I need you to take over here. I have to get in the fight.
Sure thing. What's the situation?
Pretty much what you see. Overwhelmed and undermanned. And now supply problems. Saline, hemostatic agents, clean syringes. I've got pyromancers cauterizing wounds. We're in the Dark Ages. Come on, I'll hook you up with Lieutenant Colonel Dasik. He could use a full bird to give his orders some weight.
The pace of the attacks is increasing. I think they have an idea we're in trouble here.
Yeah, concur. It's not sustainable. We've got to find a way to button this up. This is a goddamn mess, Alan. I was hoping to hold off on this, but I'm going to initiate emergency plan Tiger Smile as soon as I get you settled here.
What is that?
Classified.
Oh, come on! Colonel, I thought we were in this together. I can help here, but you've got to give me the tools I need to do the job.
I know, Alan, I know. Read-on for this one's a pain in the ass. Let me double-check a couple of things, and I'll get you up to speed. Just give me a few hours to cover my ass, okay?
Sure thing, just don't forget me, okay?
Taylor nodded and turned into the tent, Bookbinder following. The chaos outside was nothing compared to the charnel house within. The tent seethed with activity. White coats and blue scrubs flew past him in a blur.
Jesus.
Tell me about it.
Taylor began waving to a white-coated officer over a sea of bobbing heads.
Colonel Dasik! Dasik! Come on.
Taylor began pushing his way through the hot press of bodies. He made good progress for a few steps, then came up short against a couple of goblin contractors who couldn't get out of his way quickly enough. They looked comical in their baggy blue scrubs. Their surgical masks were made for human features and stretched to the limit over their long noses.
Damn it! Get the lead out of your asses! What the hell is wrong with you? Get out of my way!
One of them grabbed Taylor's knees and drove its bulbous head into his stomach. Taylor doubled over, his face slack with shock. The other goblin reached into its waistband and produced a surgical scalpel. It plunged it into Taylor's throat, driving it in so deep that the handle nearly disappeared. Taylor fell backward as the first goblin swarmed up his legs, planted its foot on his chest, and vaulted over him, reaching for Bookbinder. Bookbinder grabbed the goblin's face, his fingers gripping the long nose, one punching into an eye socket. His other hand dragged the pistol from his holster, fumbling as it came so that he found himself clutching the barrel. He drove the smaller creature into the dirt floor, putting his full body weight on top of it. The second goblin scrambled after him, but he extended one boot, punting the thing backward.
Rogue contractors! A little help here!
Bookbinder lifted the pistol and slammed the butt into the first goblin's head, brought it up and down again. After the third stroke, the hard surface of the goblin's head went soft. After the fifth, Bookbinder was tenderizing meat. He looked up. The controlled chaos of the cache had spilled its banks. All work had stopped. A wide circle had emptied around him, filled only with Taylor's still and pale body, Bookbinder, and his assailant. The second goblin was pinned beneath a burly patient who had thrown himself off his gurney and was busy choking the life out of it. Outside the circle, people rushed to and fro. They tripped over one another, toppling heart monitors and oxygen tanks, pulling plugs and IV tubes. They were on the verge of a stampede in the middle of the worst possible place for it. Bookbinder dropped his pistol and reached toward Taylor, reaching out to take his pulse, finding nothing, closing the staring eyes.
Everybody needs to calm down. Let's try to get some order in here. Why isn't someone securing the exits? Where the hell are the first sergeants?
A few people paused, looking at him in obvious relief. A white-coated physician's assistant ran to him, First Sergeant's diamonds stitched above his name tape.
You need to get those exits secured. Maybe get some MPs to round up the goblins. Do not harm them, just get them separated out. I can't have fights breaking out. We need to get this cache running again staffed.
Sir!
Damn it, we need order in here! Enough of this jackassery! Who the hell is in command here?
You are, sir. You are.